I don't feel like anyone's talking.
They're blockers.
That's not why I came to
Hollywood. Fucking backwards.
Bullshit.
I hate to break it to you.
What's up, everybody? It's Jamie Kennedy here. Jamie Kennedy Show. This is my way to use my platform to try to get the ears and eyes of what's going on today in this world. So many people are talking, not enough people are listening. So I think it's my job to go out and talk to people and see, yo, what are they thinking? What are they feeling about today's issues? My guest today, a very funny guy. I love him. I hear I'm in for some prizes though with him. He's a great comedian. I've known him for a few years, and he's a good dude, and you know, I work with him a lot, and I appreciate him coming. Put your hands together for Mr. Brian Swinehart.
Dude, hey.
Look at you, looking like the fucking mop top. Where are you at, dude?
Well, I'm in Los Angeles right now, but it's my final night here, man. For a while.
What?
Till things. Yeah.
Wow. I'm glad I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. May 13th, I found out the news that they were kind of pushing things back, because May 14th was supposed to be the day that Hollywood opened up and whatever. So I was sticking through it, and myself personally, I didn't like the way that people in Los Angeles were getting treated, and I had about enough of it. And then I heard that news, so I told my landlord, I said, I'm putting in my 30 days, I'm putting half my stuff in my car, and I'm driving to Ohio, and then I'll come back and get the rest of my stuff. And so I did. I drove to Ohio, and on my way, I was kind of contemplating things, but as soon as I got out of Los Angeles, as soon as I got out of California, I went to Nevada first, and I went into the grocery store, and they didn't make me wear a mask. And all the mask wearing, I mean, hey, it was getting on my nerves. What can I say? I mean, I could be 1,000% wrong, and maybe I should have been wearing it, but I'm pretty confident I wasn't getting nobody sick, and nobody got me sick. And while I was in Los Angeles, dude, I was doing grocery deliveries to make some side money. And at first I thought I was helping people out, but then as I went on, I started thinking I was enabling people to stay inside scared and wearing their masks and being afraid. So I went back to Ohio, man. You know, you're from pretty close to where I live. I think you grew up maybe 3 or 4 hours from me. You know, the Amish people are out in my town and shit like that. And I'm like, you know, it was just such a nice time to be home. And, I decided, man, I'm going back to Ohio until, become more relaxed in California. And my other thinking too, man, is that, if a second wave comes, I don't want to be in the city.
So hold on, there's a lot to unpack here. Where do you live, the Valley?
Sorry, dude, I talked too fast and too much there.
Oh, that's okay. You in the Valley?
No, I'm in Hollywood on Beechwood Drive. You know that Beechwood Street, Franklin?
So I was told that you're leaving LA because you're sick of the bullshit. Is that true? And what bullshit are you sick of? How long have you been out here?
20 years. And I love 19 and a half years of it. I came out when I was 20, I'm 40. So, yeah.
Yeah. Looking like the young Ron Howard, but prettier. Listen, because you got all that hair. Well, hold on, dude. What happened in the last 6 months that you're freaked out about?
Well, I mean, a lot's happened over the last 6 months. I guess
let's start with the pandemic.
Okay.
So you're having a, and I'll try to talk and then you try to listen because I can't cut you off right away because it's audio bullshit. So dude, you're a comic. You work every club I work. You're on the road. You have a killer show you were doing Monday night at the Improv. You're an up and comer. You just turned 40. You look 30. You got all that hair. Everybody knows you and loves you on the circuit. It's swine time. That's your MO. And so you're saying that, first of all, so you don't like to have to wear the masks of COVID. What you think people are being, what? Too complacent with it? Too beaten down?
I think that, well, I think a lot of it's about control. And I've said that since the beginning. And even when they said we're going to do the 15 days and then it's going to be over, I knew they were full of it. And then we even started seeing in the news, you know, you got the mayor of New York telling everybody to wear a mask and then he's out at the gym. Don't go to the gym. He's at the gym. There's just been so weird. And I'm a type of person that I just don't want to live my life in fear. I'd rather have a shorter life. This is ridiculous, but I'd rather have a shorter life where I'm doing stuff and living stuff than a longer life sitting in here being afraid. And that's why when I first heard about it, and coming off, I'm going too much of a tangent, but I right away, when I heard that financial shit was going to happen, right? Nobody's going to work and this and that. That's why I started delivering groceries and stuff like that, because I wasn't afraid of getting sick. And I thought, well, here's a prime opportunity to make money. If I'm making money while nobody else is working, even if it's $60 doing groceries, that's something, you know. And and I love the entertainment industry and I loved all the jobs I did.
Let me cut in. So were you taking precautions? Were you wearing masks? Were you wearing gloves?
When I went to the stores and when I would pick up groceries for people, I would, because that was part of the thing. But at a certain point, I started to, because, you know, it's kind of enforced upon you. But to me, the masks are a way to stop people from communicating. It's a way that if you're at a grocery store and you're in line and some other guy's in front of you, and, you know, you can kind of give him a look and give you a look, and you're both look reads, man, this is some bullshit. With the mask on your face, you can't communicate. And
I'm going to say something, jump in. So are you saying that it's they're trying to, are you saying like it's like, you know, they're trying to like do the big control and all that, like that theory? So you're saying you don't think people are as sick as they are, or what?
People probably are sick. You know, I don't want to comment on that because I you know, a lot of this I don't know. I'm just going off of my own gut feeling, right or wrong. I'm just the type of person, I grew up with a father who's a defense attorney. So he would defend the bad guys. And the thing that he taught me, or what people would consider the bad guys, right? The main thing that I got kind of instilled in my head was that people are constantly going to be trying to take away your freedom. That's how, if your father is a defense attorney, that's how your mind's going to go. So when any type of thing like this comes, that's my first reaction is, what, I'm not gonna look, you know, all my neighbors are wrapped up in wearing their things out and this and that, and some of them are scared to death if you open the door before. It just seems ridiculous to me. I mean, I work on my own health the best I can. When, you know, when it's my time, it'll be, but I'm just not buying any of the mask bullshit, to be honest with you. I'm just not buying it. And I could be 1,000% wrong.
You think it's a lie?
I think there's some lies going on. I think there's a lot of people who don't know. I think there's people who have to be terrified. I think that there's, I think half of it, I think a decent amount of it's politics. And there's a portion of people in Los Angeles wearing the mask for politics to show which side they stand. It's become that. To me, it's not a coincidence that people are masked up and then the Antifa comes around who is already wearing masks. I mean, there's too many things that I don't kind of think that just coincidences like that happen. You know, I think that there's, I think this, it's well, we'll deep, go back man. To, I think that.
We'll go slower with it. I know Antifa, we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. So, I mean, look, there's a lot of mixed information. I get freaked out. You know, I wear a mask, but there's people I see masked up like me, then I see other people no masks. I think the masks are to protect you from, if you have it, to giving it to someone else. They're saying people with underlying conditions are worse. Then they're saying, it is, there's a lot of mixed information. But I'm getting more about the idea of that you've got your freedoms here. So the pandemic comes, we're gonna be shut down for a while, even though it's opening up. We don't know what the fuck's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So that's getting to you. But what are the other things that you're not happy with, that you're leaving California after 20 years?
Well, like I said, the I feel that right now how this town is, and it could switch back, you know, in a couple of years and be different, right? But right now it is it's a pandering. There's too much pandering, and you can't have but it's hard to even stand up for the things you want to stand up with without being afraid that somebody's going to try to hurt your career. And in a certain way, my one buddy was explaining this to me. He's like, man, you want to be more successful than you are, but maybe it's a good thing you're at where you're at, because I can kind of get out, right? I've had fun and did my thing, but I'm not, you know, and I don't want to pander. I don't want to be somebody I'm not. I don't want to wear a mask because other people say it's the right thing to do, but yet I don't agree with that, you know? So that's why the country is going to suit me a little better for the time being.
Okay. So wait, because what don't you feel you're able to express that you're holding back?
The mask, I just feel that there's so much sensitivity. The mindsets of the people around here aren't, you know, the mindset around here, I feel, is we're open-minded unless you disagree with us. You know, that's
example.
How I see. Let's suppose.
Look, I'm a comedian. You're a comedian. Yeah. Okay. We both know how annoying crowds can be with political correctness. So, but be specific. I feel like you want to say something and you're not saying it. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to get there. You know, it might be taking me a while. So
are you saying you're a conservative and you can't be a conservative?
Well, you know, I hate labeling myself, but that's more of my beliefs.
I do too. I hate labels.
Yeah. So I don't want to, because I could be this way right now, and then in 2 years somebody comes around, I'm going to vote different, right? I'm a flippy floppy voter, so I can't really say that I would stick. But right now, the way that I see things is that things are going like
you like Trump.
Things are,
you like Trump.
Well, I don't want to say
you
that.
You can't say you like Trump. But you like Trump in Hollywood. You can't say it.
Yeah, you can't say that. I don't know what the future is.
You like Donald.
What if these people are right?
You like Donald.
And shit goes.
They're right behind your door with masks. Like Donald, or you might not even like Donald, but you're not as annoyed at Donald as other people. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying that, dude. I'm saying that. If you have any kind of beliefs that are like, more
give me a belief that people are, Brian, be share it out. Give me a belief that you're feeling that you're being shunned for.
Okay, man. I don't even know. I'm afraid to even say this because, fuck, I want my career to keep going. But,
Well, we'll edit it out if you feel it's weird, but we'll give it a shot.
But,
Because I know you're a good guy, but I don't really know all your beliefs.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another thing, too. It's like with technology, you know, it is risky because before technology, you could share your beliefs and you wouldn't be posting it. You wouldn't be putting it out for the world, right? So a lot of the things you would think, you would just think them and maybe say them to a couple people that were close to you, and that would be it, right? But with technology, you know, we're sharing our ideas and our beliefs like crazy. And there's like people you like in real life, and then you see their posts or whatnot, and you're like, I don't like them. I'm sure people feel the same about me, right? I'll give you an example, dude. Here's something that I thought was very
hypocritical. Give me one. Open up, Brian.
So, yeah, I'm trying to get there. So, for instance, when Huntington Beach, here's one that people were on my butt about here in Los Angeles, on my ass about. Huntington Beach had the Open Up Huntington Beach protest, walk, whatever you want to call it, okay? And basically, it was from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I went. And it's people out there, open up the beach, you know, and yelling and screaming, open up the beach. And the police are there on their horses. Okay. And I'm there and I had a good time. And I thought it should be open. And they opened some of the restaurants. And of course, I went and bought some food to get the restaurants going. Because to me, the damage being done by not having the economy and having people depressed and not going to the gym and the books and the libraries closed, that's worse than the goddamn pandemic to me.
So you ate in a restaurant?
I bought food at the restaurant. They weren't open inside, but now I have been inside some restaurants, but not in Los Angeles. Sorry, but then the Huntington Beach protest, people went crazy on me. I posted it up on Facebook, Instagram. People were vicious to me, saying I was out there killing people, blah, blah, blah. People I didn't even know were on that page, dude. I must have freaking took 20 people off my page that day. So, like, now the same people who were angry at me for going out to that are saying that people should be out with the Black Lives Matter protest and this and that, which I don't have a problem with. I'm fine because if I'm going to go out walking and standing up for what I believe in, other people can do the same. Now, when it gets violent or somebody's stealing from CVS or wherever, then that's a little different, right? But we stuck to the rules. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. was the time that I was there, and people were mad at me saying, oh, you're a killer because you're going to spread this virus, blah, blah, blah. That to me is all nonsense.
Now, hold on. Let me comment. So I'll try to talk, and that way, when you see me talk, then you stop talking, and I'll do the same because it's a little bit of a delay. So, okay. So, yes, I think the issue is, and I remember people were really mad at Huntington Beach, and they were mad about that. So, I believe that A, people in Huntington Beach were out in a big ass cluster. B, they didn't have any masks on at all. And C, it was to go and paddleboard. Okay. This was protesters, right? A lot of them do seem protected, but there's definitely people out without masks. And it was to protest murder, racial injustice, and civil unliberties. Like, horrific shit. That's a lot worse than being able to paddleboard. Now, and add to it, the rioting and the looting is different. So just on the protest thing, do you see what I'm saying?
Well, so here's the thing. On the protest thing, you said three things. You said the paddleboarding. I don't know anything about paddleboarding. So I don't know who was or wasn't there for paddleboarding. But
Huntington Beach wanted people to open up to go to fucking ride bikes and paddleboard. We've only been in lockdown for 3 months. Everybody's got to check. If somebody sneezes and that could cause 5 people to get sick, it's stupid. If they want to go out, wear the masks. But people in that cluster weren't wearing masks. So what I'm saying is the protesting is for a big cause. Huntington Beach's paddleboard and bike riding, that's what they were protesting, bro. What else were they protesting?
I'm willing to reach out and say that what the people in Huntington Beach were fighting for was equally as important, because their freedoms, we're talking freedoms and liberties, right? So the people that were at Huntington Beach, and all everything's fear-based, right? People are afraid that things are gonna happen, right? So the people in Huntington Beach, some of them were wearing masks, some of them weren't. Some of them were 6 feet apart. It wasn't as nearly as bad as they portrayed it on the news, because I went and watched the news right after I went to Huntington Beach. And when you were in Huntington Beach, there was, there's girls holding up signs, little girls saying like, my mom's job is essential, stuff like that. But on the news, what do they show? They show a couple crazy dudes waving Trump flags. So they're just, the news is out there trying to bait each other against each other. And what the people who wanted things open up, I mean, they have a right to want that. And the news, as quickly as 5 days later, they're going from yelling at people who are wanting society to open back up, go back to work, and they're like, show us the numbers that really are saying that we shouldn't be out. And I stick by that, you know. And see, that's, but I know that Hollywood, I mean, I can already even tell.
Is gonna rile Brian. No. Listen, you're entitled to your opinion. What I'm saying is you're a smart guy, okay? You have to know the difference between being able to buy a boogie board and fighting for racial injustice. Those are two different things. One is a necessity, one can wait.
It's injustice.
Do you agree with that?
It's not about the boogie board, dude. It's about the fact that they locked us in. We rolled over without even questioning. They locked us in. Part of the reason that people were so pissed off at the riots was because they've been locked in for 3 months. That had something to do with it.
Well, listen, you're probably not wrong there. And listen, you're right. Like, we don't know the truth about the pandemic, right? And I do agree with the baiting of the news, and I do agree with that stuff. But all I'm saying is, the only thing I'm having a problem with what you're saying is like the boogie board or the Huntington Beach crowd needed to go out as much as the protesters. I just disagree, but that's just my opinion, because the protesters were fighting the horrific murder we saw and the lineage of that we do see continuously to this day. That's
well,
but
I'm
you're
not,
I mean
saying,
I you're
this,
saying they're
I'm
like
saying this, I'm not saying one is I'm not saying that one is better or more important than the other, but I am saying that the people in Huntington, they obviously, the news and people's perception of them has been totally misconstrued than what actually it was. And it's not about boogie boarding or any of that bike. It's about, look, I don't know how to boogie board.
What's it
okay
about?
I know how to ride a bike.
Okay, but it's about beach people wanting to have a fucking margarita out of a fucking coconut.
No,
you're saying it's about the liberties.
That's why I was there. Because I don't think that a person like myself, who can go to work and do work, should be shut down from work. And I think that this was a bigger power play. This was a chance to see how quickly they could get people to do what they wanted, and they got it easily. And part of the reason the riots happened. Yeah.
I'm just listening. Sorry.
Well, I think part of the reason the riots happened were because people were locked in for 3 months and were angry and felt, and a lot of people felt that something fishy was going on.
Look, there's a lot of reasons why the riots could have happened. It's not for me to speculate. The protesting happened because of George Floyd and all the other murders that come at the hands of the police that the black community sees as unjust. And all of us see as unjust, not just the black community. Everyone is joining in. And So that's number one. And the next thing is that the riots happen because, you know, people are mad. I do agree with Antifa or anarchists. There's definitely people that came in because I saw a couple protests and people were chill. And the next thing I know, a car was on fire. And I'm like, how'd that happen? So there's definitely people that go in and do some shit. I totally agree with you. I don't know if it's Antifa or whoever, but definitely they say it is, and the bricks and all that stuff. So, you know, and the looting is just people coming in and taking advantage of the situation. That's a whole other set. But you're leaving LA because you feel like you feel like you can't express yourself. So just the Huntington Beach one, you got a lot of hate on that one.
Yeah, but I don't care about that because I feel like, dude, I mean, I understand that the news is going to misconstrue things and people are going to think, oh yeah, these people just want a paddleboard. No, I think that our liberties are getting taken. I think that what they did to us was wrong. And I want to stand up and say that. Just like the protesters for George Floyd, they have the right to say that. You can go and do all that. So I just find it's a little crazy that, okay, so one group can say what they have to say, but the other can't. How's that fair? I mean, even if you think it's about boogie boarding, I mean, it's, to me, I just see.
Brian, you're a smart guy.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, no, you're a very smart guy, but you know that the difference between boogie boarding is a joke, bro. Come on, you know jokes? Like, you're funny.
Know.
Come on. It's basically saying that, like, nobody's getting murdered in Huntington Beach right now. No one's stepping on a dude and killing a dude with a boogie board or a skateboard. Right? I mean, you saw what happened. So that's, you have to agree that that was a worse thing than fucking Huntington Beach. I mean, you have to. I understand you feel that your liberties were being taken away, but the beaches are open now and you get to enjoy those liberties because you're still breathing. And George Floyd and other people haven't been. So you get that, right? I mean,
here's another thing with George, you know, with the George Floyd, dude. Of course, I don't want to see, man, we've been seeing stuff like that since what? When 1992 Rodney King, okay? That's stuff that
before,
you know,
in the 80s, man. Yeah, I've been seeing it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I remember it, that's what I remember stick out in my memory, you know, in my mind. So, you know, I don't think that's, the cops need to be in check, you know. And now here's something that I have a hard time with personally, is that one of my friends from high school, we used to lift weights together. He was a football player. I was a wrestler. 6 years ago, he got shot and killed by the cops. He got shot 23 times. So bad his dad didn't even... They cremated him before his dad could see him. So from a personal level, I could get behind everything. However, unfortunately, you know, it's hard for me to get, I don't feel included in the Black Lives Matter. Because what I think is gonna, the thing that everybody gets pissed off about is all lives matter. You're gonna tell me that my friend's life didn't matter? He got shot 23 times. So if you wanna do something on police, you know, brutality or going over the line, I could support that. But because, you know, my friend was a white dude, I feel like, well, you know, it's that it's like, well, that's just, he
what
must have been doing
what,
something wrong.
What was the situation? Do you know what happened? Do you care to elaborate?
It happened in the woods. You know, he had a knife on him and he went to the woods and, you know, this is in Maine. So it's a kind of out there place. The game warden wanted him to give up his knife. He said, I ain't giving up my knife. And the cops came, had a little standoff. And so, but that's what we know of from the police's story. We don't know his story because he was never able to tell it. my point is that 23 times, you know, I just, and I mean, I get it too. My dad was a defense attorney, so I understand. I mean, you know, a lot of his clients were black, you know, so, and a lot of them were, you know, probably not guilty, you know, at least when he, you know, he did his thing. So, but on that issue, man, it's just like, for me, it's, I don't know. I have a personal,
let me ask you this.
It happened to me personally that changes my point of view. Yeah.
All right. Let me say this. I'm very sorry for your friend. Obviously, no one was there to defend him. We don't know what happened. Yeah. If we don't know if the cops were crooked, we don't know if your friend rushed the cop. Like, I'm not saying it. We don't know all the circumstances,
yeah.
Correct?
We don't know. Yeah.
So that's number one. So it's hard to judge it. I'm very sorry, and it's fucking terrible. The other mm-hmm. thing is, though, why All Lives Matter is insensitive to black people is because, look, they feel all lives will matter when black lives are equal to white lives, and they feel that it's not equal. So when people say all lives matter, black people aren't saying, yo, your life doesn't matter, but right now, man, there is a pandemic of us being killed. And we can't deal. We can't sleep in our houses without people walking in. We can't get pulled over. There's a plethora of videos. And I understand that other races say, well, other races get killed. But right now, black, we see it more than ever that it's black people. And so that's, so can you understand how by saying all lives matter is insensitive and just let black people...
I don't think they need? Well, Let me ask you this.
Listen, I'm an immigrant, even though I was born here, my mother was born here. My grandparents are immigrants. You're probably an immigrant unless you're an Indian or Native American. So we're immigrants, Brian. But we were, for all I know, my people came here on a boat. And I'm sure you did too. I'm sure you have the same background as Irish, German, English in you. Mm-hmm. So we weren't enslaved, bro. I mean, like, black people were forced here and they've been persecuted. So they're trying to get their fucking equal rights, dude. And it's been going on for 400 years. So Black Lives Matter is basically saying, yo, white lives don't not matter. But right now, we feel like we don't matter and get the same love that white people and other people do. So this is why we're taking a stand. I mean, do you see that?
I see it when certain friends of mine, I post things. I understand why they do and understand that. The thing is, the whole man, I mean, this is what I'm saying, dude. I can't even, the whole Black Lives Matter, this is the Hollywood thing, the whole thing also to me, and maybe I'm too skeptical as I'm talking to you, seems like it's set up to divide people. It is dividing. Everything that is going on right now is set up to divide people.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and there is a lot of division happening. But man, if you say that, people ain't going to take it the right way. But I understand what you're saying, but it's not. It's just one group that feels completely fucked over is just trying to get their rights. And when they see their brothers and sisters being killed, they're like, yo, I'm fucking scared. Right? I've been pulled over, I don't know, 20 times in my life. I've never felt I was going to get fucking shot. I don't know how you feel.
Well, man, when I get pulled over, I'm so scared. I'm hands on the wheel, all that shit. So, but
But you can't say that, Brian. You can't say that black men will say they can be compliant and they still get profiled. So again, we're not black, so it's hard to have the combo because we ain't black.
Yeah, that's I mean, that is true. We're not. So I can only see the world through my eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm not going to like. I don't want to pander. I don't want to be like, oh, well, you know, white people back when did whatever, you know. So.
Well, Brian, they have Black Lives Matter, but they're still doing it. In fact, look on my tweet, dude. In Ohio, where you're going right now, it looked like a fucking Sam Crow, fucking old racist, fucking a bunch of fucking old racists. We're trying to beat up this protester. Just look at it. Look at my tweet, bro. It looks like a fucking motorcycle, old bearded club. I'm just saying, it's like, dude, there's a lot of old, ignorant racists, bro. You got to get that. So yes, white people have done certain things back in the day, but there's still white people today that are ignorant. You agree with
there's
that?
There's ignorant people of all races. Everybody's racist. I mean, you know, it's like of all groups, you know,
let me ask you this. What I'm trying to say is this, because you're a great guy. Okay. And I'm trying to bring people together. And instead of people attacking you, I want you to see the point of view I'm trying to say. And I want people to see your point of view. Because that's what we have to do if we're going to coexist. You're a great dude. You happen to be a white guy, okay? Whatever that is, I'm a white guy. But you got swag, and you're in the black community, and you have black friends, and black people know you and love you. So, you know, what you're saying could come off the wrong way, and so people should understand what you mean. I think Black Lives Matter is just... You know, and there's a lot of theories about where the money goes and all that stuff. And I just want to say this, and then I'll let you talk, is that it's basically just this group of people feels like they're being killed, bro, unjustly. And go look at other black, you know, entertainers' pages. They'll say it. People that you know and love are feeling fucking terrible, sad. And so Black Lives Matter is a way to say, yo, man, we're going to take this and we're going to run with it. It's not saying anti-white. It's just saying, yo, let us fucking literally breathe too. And I just want to know, it's not a diss to white. So how can't you just let them have this moment?
I don't see how I'm not stopping anybody from it. How am I stopping
anybody? No, you're not. Go ahead. I'm not gonna do that march,
but I'll do Huntington Beach march, okay? Because I feel like there's something there that I could be a part of, but that's gonna get judged. I understand that, but
why won't you do the Black Lives Matter march?
Because I think it's set up by some rich white people to divide us, is what I really think. I think that it's
okay, but what if a black let me ask you a question. Do you have a black friend who's a girl, a woman?
Yeah.
Okay, what if she said, hey Brian, I want you to march with me, do this for me if you love me, would you do it?
I want it. Because not for Black Lives Matter, but I would because see, once again, Jamie, if I do something for somebody just to do it for them, then how am I being to myself when I feel, and it's all a hunch, that I think that there is a reason this is Black Lives Matter is going on, there's so many groups right now that I think it is funded by George Soros, and I think that there's a lot of people who are on the right idea. A lot of the things you're saying, I'm agreeing with 90%. Now, if it were...
Can't you just support the cause because... But okay, let's say it is funded by George Soros and it has all these underlines of what you're saying. And listen, this is very rampant. People are talking about that a lot, about these things. But what I'm saying is, can't you just go out and support it for your black brothers, your sisters, your friends that you go if they want you to do it? Can't you support them?
Jamie, it has to be, I can't just.
Then you're making it about yourself.
Which yeah,
you're allowed to, but that you're just making it about yourself.
Because I have to think.
Then you're saying the divide and conquer, but then you're saying the divide us that you just got divided. You just got divided, then, dude.
Because I'm jumping.
You're putting yourself before it.
I'm putting what I believe.
But hold on, the black movement needs white people, bro. So if you're out there, even if you think there's nefarious things underneath it or whatever you believe, if your white face is there, that'll show that it's more than just black people. You'd be doing them a solid, even if it is a weird thing. You know what I mean?
A lot of the white people I've seen at these marches, they,
are doing it for the gram. There's some people doing it for the gram. That's
they're doing
sure.
it. They're doing it to be cool. Okay, they're doing it to try and be cool and look cool. And you know, if it's
there's some of that.
And then there's a lot of these freaking people that live right down here in the area that are in Hollywood area. There are these white people. They got no black friends, but they're all about the Black Lives Matter thing because it's politically correct. It's the right that. It's their political party thing that they're pushing, right? So, you know, I don't know. If one of my buddies was, or you know, like you said, a girl, a friend of a girl, got a friend, T. Reezy, I don't know. Like, then I might, you know, I don't know. But right now, for what it's what's
do your black friends know? Do your black friends know you feel like this?
I'm pretty sure they would know that. I mean, but. I don't go. It's not that I'm the cops. It's not like I'm
what
like
do you
oh,
say to them?
Behind the cops, you know. But huh? Say that
what
again,
do you
buddy?
Say to them? What do you say to them?
Nobody's ever asked me to go on a march. So,
well, I'm just saying. If you say, if a black friend comes up to you and says, "Yo, will you march with me?" and you say, "No, I don't believe in that," how do you think that convo is gonna go over?
You know, it's gonna ask questions or why or why not. But it's not that I'm. Look, I'm for the people.
I mean, look at you. You don't have to march because you don't have to march because of the fucking pandemic and all that stuff. There's a lot of stuff, but you have to see that just. Having a sea of support in this movement makes the movement strong. If you believe that Black Lives Matter,
I believe Black Lives Matter.
Let me ask you this: you do. Let me ask you this, because you're a good. I know you to be a great guy, and I don't want, you know. So let me just say this: if you believe that everybody should be equal, right?
We are all equal. We should be equal. I mean, I look at us as equal, is what I'm saying.
You're not all equal, dude. Are you saying that sometimes gay people don't get persecuted more than you or black people? Come on, Brian. You got to be real about it, dude. We do have fucking easier lives. Brian, come on.
Go to the trailer parks of these poor-ass white kids. I think it's a class issue a lot because – You take these trailer kids, and you tell me that they're getting opportunities themselves, but they're still supposed to be white privileged.
It's a very good point. It's a very good point. But my question is that's a very good point, but it's a different point. Meaning that if a white kid is pulled over in a basic thing. Well, by a cop, will he be profiled the same? And the statistics say probably not. Or if a white kid is in a convenience store, will they think he's going to shoplift? It's those type of privileges that black people are talking
about.
Okay,
so here's my thing about that. So just because just because, you know, you're a white guy, you go into the store and you don't get, people aren't giving you the eye like this guy is stealing something, doesn't mean that you're privileged. You're being treated the way you should be. Now, if people are coming in and they're like, oh, this guy, he might be stealing, then that isn't there. The fact that you're not getting accused of something that you're not doing anyways doesn't mean you're privileged, but it means that what they're doing to the other person, the profiling, is wrong. That's wrong. So you would have to bring,
yes,
you see what I mean? We should all, it shouldn't be a privilege that somebody can walk in and not be accused of doing something before they do something. So we do have to bring up the people who are getting accused, but I don't think that's a privilege that you're being treated the way you should be treated.
It's a good point. I mean, that's a very good point. You're basically saying that we're being treated like human rights, and that's a and there people are saying it's a privilege, but you're saying it shouldn't be a privilege. But you have to understand, though. So if it is a privilege, though, that's the deal, is it shouldn't be a privilege, because in a world this would be all nice and everybody would be chill and everybody would be equal and treated the same. But to people that don't get that same right, it does look like a privilege. So I see what they're saying. Basically, it's an uneven thing. So so are you mad that you feel that you have to say that you have a privilege, as opposed to, you just want to say, I'm sorry you're treated bad? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I would like to do more than, oh, I'm sorry you're treated bad. But the thing is, I would like the mindset to be not that we're privileged and that we're bad, because, you know, I don't want people to consider me privileged or bad because I walk into 7-Eleven and nobody thinks I'm going to steal nothing, right?
Let me jump in. I'm getting the sense that you feel it's like a negative when they say privilege.
Absolutely. It's saying that you're more fortunate that you get, you know, instead of being like, bringing up the people who aren't getting treated right, you're bringing down people who they feel are getting treated right, or who are getting,
well,
you know.
Here's the thing, but look, Brian, your father's a defense attorney. I don't know how you were raised. Maybe you had a little bit of cash. You know, you're a funny guy, you're a good looking guy, you happen to be, you know, a white male, which, you know, everyone says is the easiest card to exist on earth. So look, man, I mean, you did get all the cards when you were born with those type of boxes. Now, I don't know all your other histories. You may have a lot of problems. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, to somebody else that may not have those cards, mm-hmm, can't you just say, you know, the world is working towards me, it's working good, instead of being butthurt about what they say, go, all right, they can say that, but I'm going to, you know, I'll look out for them. I mean, doesn't that make sense? Like, why does it make you mad that they call you privileged? Unless people are calling you bad, who's calling you bad?
No, but I think they're using it as a, I don't know. I just think it's like, I think everybody should be treated the privileged way, if that's what it is. But I don't think that, I don't think it's a privilege to be treated.
And you know that. Way. I know, but there's a lot of ignorant bigots out there, dude. There's racists, you know it is.
There are. So, but you know, when it comes to, here's something that I'm thinking about with the whole situation right now. We have to find out some other things about this, this George Floyd situation, as well as far as this cop, man. I really am curious to find out what his problem was with George Floyd off of working together. You know how they work together. What was the thing there?
You're ready to, I know that's another rabbit hole that, you know, yeah. I mean, that's a whole different thing. If you believe that, that's a whole other thing about, you believe he was a Freemason?
Oh, no, it's not about that. It's about, well, I mean, all that's a whole nother thing. That is another thing, but it's not about that. I'm also wondering, it's possible, it's plausible that maybe he did. Okay, so there's a good chance that maybe he saw, I don't like this black guy, I'm going to put my knee on him, right? There's also a possibility that these two guys worked together and they didn't like each other as people, or he didn't like him for some reason or whatever, or maybe he had some goods on him, or there's a lot of different possibilities. And maybe he just didn't like him as a dude, and or he thought that this guy was a threat to his life, that somehow he might have had some dirt on him or something, and he did that to him. It could be much more personal than just the race itself.
Yeah, so,
and, you know,
listen, you're not wrong in the sense that people want to divide and conquer. You're not wrong that people want a race war. You're not wrong. I mean, look, there's some people. Do you believe George Floyd is dead? There's a theory going around that he's not dead.
Well, I would say he probably is, but I mean, you know, I wasn't there. I'm not the autopsy guy, so. But I
okay.
would say
there's also a theory. There's also a theory that it was personal, like you're saying, and it just happens to be it was a white cop and a black guy, and it perfectly fit to fuel everyone's fire. So you're saying it could have been just personal, and now we have all this because of that.
Let's let things play out. Because remember,
well,
Justice
you're
going to
find out more. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I'm really curious. So remember how quickly people got fired up over Jesse Smollett? And
yes.
And I read that article. I remember specifically, this is kind of gross, but I read that article while taking a dump. And immediately I knew there's no way that happened. I said, this sounds ridiculous. I don't believe this. And sure enough, it was a lie, but Jussie Smollett, had he pulled that lie off, he easily could have gotten riots going. Easily. Look at all the celebrities that went nuts, went crazy, said all kinds of stuff when that happened. And that was
that's very true. That's very true. I mean, you're making a very good point here. You're making a very good point. And you could have said that, was he put up to it? What was the deal? Some people said he did it for attention. I have no idea. I don't know. I watch him on Empire. He's great on that show. I have no idea. You're right. That could have been a deeper thing for sure. You're right.
And that could. So when I see this,
it's
going
so unpopular,
like,
even to discuss. Yeah, but this guy was. This was. If you're saying that Jesse Smollett was the practice for this is just way worse.
No, I'm not saying just let's the practice for this. I'm not saying he's this. I'm saying that should have taught people to hold off, let some facts come out, simmer down, and find out what is really going on. Because
you got Ahmed Aubrey was shot jogging. We saw that execution on tape. It looks like two hillbillies was a cop. You got George, cop, knee on the,
yeah,
doesn't matter. Cop, no, that was in Georgia. No, that was, yeah, Alabama, I think.
But no,
and you got George in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
No, and then this weekend, there was the guy that was killed in a Wendy's, and he ran away from the cop, and he was killed. Now, you know, there's people arguing, saying he grabbed a taser and all this stuff. The bottom line is this. The kid should have never been killed. They had his car.
Yeah.
He had no way. They had his information. Just let him run off. He was a drunk kid. And he's dead. So a black guy shot in the back. A black guy with a knee on his neck. A black guy shot in his front. One was jogging. One was buying a fucking ticket. And one was sleeping in his car because he wanted to sleep off his drunkenness. And this is just one of many that aren't reported. And the black community is like, yo, are we fucking prey? Fuck you. We're done. We're going fucking all off. And to be honest with you, it's been pretty fucking chill. We had a couple fires and some shit was burnt down. Yeah, but guess what? We're fucking blacks and whites and Mexicans Asians are fucking marching together, and gays and straights, and there's not fucking any killings, okay? There's some protests, but it's against the cops. So if I was black community, I wouldn't know who to fucking trust. So it's actually going a lot better than it could be. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, sounds good. If I mean, hey, look, if you got people of all races,
there's three murders in a month span. Every weekend, a black guy's killed. Look, I guess what I'm saying to you is, are you leaving because of the COVID? Are you leaving because of protests? Are you leaving because of political correctness? Are you leaving because you feel that you have some ideas that some people may think you're a right winger? Because I hate labels, dude. Or are you just leaving because you just think Hollywood is getting really, 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 like you. Yeah, there's a ton of people that have certain ideas that don't match with a super liberal person that don't express them. There's a ton of people in Hollywood I know that are very successful that hide their views. I mean, that's just the truth.
Yeah, I should do that.
Are you leaving? Are you leaving because of all of that?
I'm leaving because I think right now, Los Angeles is a big crock of shit. And it's, I'm leaving because...
Yo, it was a crock of shit before this. What the fuck?
It was, but maybe I didn't see it.
It's born on a crock of shit, dude. What do you mean it's been a crock of shit since the first fucking brick was laid, dude?
Yeah, you're right. I don't like being field control. I don't like being in an environment right now that's going on. It's one-sided out there. You can't even, I mean, the little stuff I said with you, I mean, come on. You think I can have that kind of debate and discussion? I mean, because I'm learning stuff when I listen and talk, and you're making a lot of good points and things, but on this street I live on, it's so lopsided.
Where do you live? You live in Hollywood.
Hollywood street? It's lopsided. Franklin.
Is it liberal? Is it Liberal Lane? What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude. It is.
It's
terrible.
You're not. You're out by the fucking by UCB. You're fucking.
Yes. I'm in the wrong spot for myself.
You're at La Poubelle. Well, you're with that fucking jet rag hipsters. You're with Virtue Signals. That's different. I mean, you're just not in the best spot for who you are, because you can't say any. They wouldn't have listened to you tonight. You'd be a racist. I mean, listen, I'm a white guy. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I don't believe you're a racist. I've seen you around gay, straight, black, white, Asian, tall, short, dwarf, whatever, and everybody's cool with you, and you're cool with them. I've seen you, you know, do very well with ladies of all types of nationalities, and they seem to like you. So I don't think you're racist, but again, I'm not a person of color, so they would have to judge you. But, like, I can see why the hipsters would be annoying to you, because they have a fedora, and it's 7 a.m., and they're listening to the Shins B-side, and you say something that rhymes with Trump, like, I took a dump. And then they're gonna get you. I understand that. It's hard. But they're not normal, bro. That's not normal. That's not normal behavior.
That's not normal, but it's so over the top. I don't know. It started getting to me, you know, going in and
but they have a good cause though. They are out there marching. So I believe, you know what? This is what I believe. People that are out there doing it for the gram, yeah, it's annoying, but I don't know. At least they're out there. All right. And you got all these pictures of a big group of all types of people. It's a good message to the world that we want change.
Well,
but maybe
I'll
tell
you what I liked about
say that.
What I liked about it was that it really proved my point that I'd been saying since pretty much day one, that the coronavirus was a BS game, and that when they all came together like that, it kind of proved my point. I like that.
Well, people have died of it, Brian, and are dying of it.
I understand.
The numbers could be inflated, all that stuff. I agree.
Jamie, one time I heard on the numbers, radio, 93-year-old, they could be inflated. One time I heard it on the radio, 93-year-old man dies of coronavirus. No, 93-year-old man died of being 93. Come on.
It's funny. See, I don't know. I'm probably going to get in trouble.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble for me. For what I'm seeing,
I'm probably going to get in trouble for you. I'm getting in trouble for you. All right, listen. Where can the people hit you up on their socials to argue with you? Tell them where you're at.
Oh, well, just my Instagram or Facebook. It's just my name, Brian Swinehart. But I've been trying to stay off social media. All I'm doing now is just videos with my dog, dude. I went out to the country, dude, and I looked at the you know, the deer running around and shit, and I said, man, I don't want to be around people anymore. I don't want to be around people.
You're like, look at that deer. That nice
that deer.
White
deer.
That white deer. I'm just kidding. Listen.
I know.
Show the people that you're charming so they don't think you're a fucking hillbilly. Wait, what do you believe about the Confederate flag?
I wouldn't wear the Confederate flag. I wanted to wear that, but I do like the Dukes of Hazzard.
All right, but you're for the Confederate flag going down. Okay, do the people, let them see your Matthew McConaughey impression.
All right, Jamie, well, I don't know this guy B Swine what he's doing on your show, because but he's leaving Hollywood,
so, wow. All right, well, you're a little I know it's too tired for that. My producer approach. Made me do that. Yeah. Listen,
what was the next question?
That was it. I pretty much don't have anything. Listen, man, I think that's all I have to ask you. I was surprised when I hear you're leaving Hollywood. You're a guy that's not just been here. You've been here for 20 years. You've definitely had success. You know everybody. I've only known you to be a good dude. I'm trying to open up the communication gates here. I can see how some people are going to have issues with some of the stuff you said. I have issues with some of it, but I know you're a good guy, but, like, you know, boogie boards are not as important as Black Lives Matter, but you're out there saying boogie board lives matter. I don't even know. I'm going to have to edit that probably.
You know that ain't it. You know that ain't it, man.
No, I know, but you're saying it's a liberty thing, but, you know.
You know that's not it, dude. It's not that I'm saying.
Right, make your point boards. Again.
But that was like, how do you ride a boogie board?
I don't know, cause nothing bad happened in Huntington Beach. Those motherfuckers should have stayed inside and let Trader Joe's be delivered and just wait until the shit was open. But they're out there with no masks, protesting.
Hey, Jamie, who died? Who died because those people went out at Huntington Beach? Who died because
of that? I didn't get the numbers. But I understand
there is
what you're
no
saying.
Numbers.
I didn't get the numbers. Well, look, man, we have to have an ability to talk, and everybody's got to talk. And if they don't agree with you, then they don't agree with you. And I appreciate you coming and talking to me and being open, man, and putting yourself out there, because that's not easy to do, man. And especially, like you said, Hollywood is chopping block right now. So, listen, man, I got nothing but love for you, bro.
And Hollywood, go ahead and be chopping block, because I'm going to keep doing my thing, and I'm not going to let my self-validation depend on what Hollywood thinks of me.
Yeah, you know what? And that's healthy. I agree with you. There's something healthy about that. Listen, man, you be safe.
Thanks, man.
I'll hit you up when I'm in Ohio, and we'll have a Skyline Chili.
All right. Thanks, Jamie.
All right, man. I see. So, look, guys, you know, I'm going to open up. This is a rock. You know, this is a floating rock that we're all on. And, you know, it's probably going to say to people that Brian is, you know, racist and ignorant. And I hope not, because he is a good guy. And I think what my job here is to just bring people here of dissenting voices. I see him with all types of different people. And I don't think he's a racist. I just think he, I don't know, he might feel like he's like, his whiteness is being infringed on. I have no idea. It's not for me to say. But I hope I don't get judged because I give him a voice. I'm going to give everybody a voice on this thing. In a perfect world, we probably should have had a black person in the middle of that. But hey, you know, there's going to be comments. So this is the only way we're going to coexist, is try to understand what makes people tick. Did he make some solid points? Yes. Do I still think he was putting boogie boards along the same rights as black people? Yes, I do. Do I think that's not going to look good for him? Yes, I do. It will not look good for him. Do I think it's going to look good for him? No, I don't. Be safe. Leave your comments. Follow me right here on Roku. Jizzy TV.